Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1621, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I have given an affidavit to one C.W. Burke and some man representing himself to be a Burns man. I did not put in that affidavit or authorize these men to put in that affidavit anything contradicting in any way the evidence that I gave on the stand, and if any paper which they have purports to have changed the evidence that I gave on the stand, it is a false paper and not authorized by me. Burke wrote out a paper in my presence himself and had me sign it. I did not myself read the paper, but some man claiming to be a notary public, I have forgotten his name, professed to read the paper to me. I did not, when I signed the paper, hold up my hand and take any oath, but merely signed my name, though the man who said he was a notary public asked me if what he read me was true. Exhibit A, referred to above, is as follows. Miss Marie Karst, sworn for the state, in rebuttal. Direct examination by the Solicitor General. Question. Miss Karst, did you ever work at the National Pencil Company? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. When? Answer. About 2 years ago. Question. How long ago? What floor did you work on? Answer. I worked on the second floor. Question. Second floor. Are you or not acquainted with Leo M. Frank? Answer. Yes, sir, I am. Question. You are? Are you acquainted with his general character prior to April 26, 1913? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Is that character good or bad? Answer. Bad. Question. Bed now, Miss Karst. I will ask you if you are acquainted with the general character of the men for being disorderly towards the little girls and women? Answer. Yes, sir, I am. Question. Is that character good or bad? Answer. Bad. Cross-examination by Mr. Rosser. Question. Where do you live now? Answer. I work for Hunnelly and Moray. Question. Hunnelly and Moray, where do you live? Answer. I live at 195 Kelly Street. Question. 195 Kelly? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. You worked there in 1910 2 months? Answer. Worked? Question. 2 years ago, you worked at the National Pencil Factory 2 months? Answer. No, I worked 16 months there. Question. 18 months? Answer. Yes, sir. Marie Karst, sworn for the state. On last Saturday, April 19th, I signed an affidavit dictated in the office of the Solicitor General. I did not at that time make any mention of the matters referred to in this affidavit with reference to Miss Carrie Smith. I was only asked about that last night and this morning in the office of the Solicitor General. Soon after the trial of the case, Lemmy Quinn, foreman in the National Pencil Company's place of business, phoned me. Lemmy told me to meet him at a certain time and place, viz., at Nun Alley's across from the Piedmont Hotel. I met him there, as per his request. He told me that Frank's side had gotten hold of that scrape at the pencil factory about drinking. If I would see Burke and give him a statement that he could keep,